Welcome back to Habits Talk, where we don't give advice, but let the habits talk.
Amen.
Today's episode is all about being wasteful. Or should I say wastefulness? Anyway, fun fact. So I was looking at this at the United Nations website. So this was posted on 27th of March, 2024. And basically it talks about the latest data from 2020 showing that over 1.3 billion tons of food is being wasted globally every year. And I just found that really interesting that this much or large amount of food is being wasted yearly. I mean, obviously, it breaks it down into, like, you know, retails waste, or is it like manufacturing waste, whatever. But it just that's a lot. That's a lot of numbers, you know, when you think about it, 1.3 billion. But
it's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Something that also came to mind when I thought about this topic of being wasteful was, I'm sure you can relate to this because we both graduated from ISE. But Lean Principles, Six Sigma.
Right.
And I remember, okay, so a quick story. I remember when I first got into ISC, like this specific, my major, I was all about, like, okay, cause initially I was actually trying to get out of engineering because, yeah, I didn't think it fit the type of person I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. I mean, that's still debatable, to be honest, because I'm still learning about myself. But I was reading up on ISC, which is, ISC stands for Industrial and Systems Engineering. And I think one of the things that really stood out to me was the term optimization, right? Yeah, that was one of the things that stood out to me, because I didn't know much about industrial and systems engineering, but I was doing a little bit of reading and learning just to explore the field that I was going into. And I was like, okay. ISC is about improving processes. Okay. Like, I like that. I like that. And two topics that we have explored in various classes, one of them being lean principles or lean manufacturing, and the other being Six Sigma. Those were, like, key courses that I would say stuck with me the most throughout my entire college career, because the term, I believe, or the definition that I always took with me, not just in terms of academics, but also, and I try to apply it in my life, is you need to improve value, efficiency, right, or productivity, right? Or my productivity. And I know we've talked about, you know, how we would like to improve our productivity on this podcast. We talked about lack of motivation, or lacking motivation to be productive. Lean principles or Six Sigma, the goal is to, at least one of their objectives is to reduce waste, defect, manufacturing defect, or just improve the overall process. And that was something that really stuck with me. And I remember working at this helicopter company where, yeah, it's a company that manufactures helicopter. And their goal is basically to improve, because they had an assembly line. my department, at least, continuous improvements was basically to go on the assembly floor, the assembly ground, to the shop floor, and see ways we can improve the process of, of the manufacturing process. And I thought this was interesting. Why? Because, bro, we learn about the DMAIC and all these tools. A part of me didn't think I would ever use it, but that internship that I had, I actually got to use these tools. I got to create a fishbone diagram, and overall, I created a manual for one of their key processes for creating job cards, which are the work operation cards. And I was happy with myself. I was happy with myself, but I think another thing that I learned was how much I didn't value what I was learning, you know, because what I was learning, I was able to apply some of those skill sets, and I was really happy that I got to do that. Right. Mm. Now, mind you, is that what I want to do, like, professionally or for the rest of my life? Maybe not, but I think being able to utilize those tools that I studied for, at least some of them, I think that was really fulfilling for me in that phase of my life. And I was really happy about that. That being said, let's get into this topic of being wasteful. I just wanted to give a little bit of background as to my thoughts of what came about this topic. And I would ask you, what does being wasteful mean to you? Or let's start with this. What is waste to you, bro? And then what does being wasteful mean to you?
Let me clear my throat. I think I'll start by saying this. Waste for me personally is anything that just doesn't add value to your life and you have to get it out of your life. Now, this is the most 50 cent version I could give. I think waste for me causes anything that's wasteful in my life causes me to burn out and I feel trash, waste. Did that make sense? Probably not. But
you said it well because I think what I took from it, you said non-value added. So and I think that was one of the key things that I actually learned at that job. Value, right. What is value added and what is non-value added? You would be surprised. And actually, I remember my supervisor at that time was telling me I would be surprised as to how much work that is being done that is non-value added.
Right. Right.
Because I was using a software called Tycon to create work, to create these, basically to eliminate waste or to eliminate non-value added actions in their work order or in their job cards. So I was learning much about what is value added and what is non-value added in this organization. I was like really shocked as to what was non-value added. So no, you've said it correctly. I think waste is non-value added. Anything that doesn't bring value into your life, into my life.
Right. So yeah. So that's basically what's waste for me. Now, what does being wasteful mean if I carry on the bad habits that I wish to get rid of and that non-value added habits and if I carry on with it, that's basically going to lead me to feel trash, feel burned out. Right. And that's how I feel wasteful. And that's really not a great feeling. I believe you could relate to it. It's what I really liked about our major was it's not only applicable in the manufacturing floor or the production floor, it's very applicable in the real life as well.
Yeah.
You get to see from an angle of where if it's productive or not, and if it's not, then you get to literally cut its head off and take it off. Like that's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's pretty much what being wasteful for me means.
No, I hope that made sense. No, that made complete sense, bro. Being wasteful isn't just about throwing away food or, you know, overusing material things. It's also about wasting your time,
right?
Your energy, opportunities, relationship, etc., to grow or make progress. Okay. And with that, I would speak on why or when what I've been wasteful of this year, I should say. So one of the things this year that I promised myself that I would work on was, you know, being wasteful of food. And last year, I remember I was still living close to campus then, and I would say I was pretty wasteful with food. Now, let me explain why I was wasteful of food. So I was learning to cook certain dishes, right? And with learning, obviously you're going to make mistakes.
Right.
And I guess I was making I made some mistakes that obviously led to waste. And I think that was probably the biggest portion of waste that I had last year. And I was like, okay, coming into 2024, I'm going to work on these things. Come 2024 now, I'm not even dealing with waste of cooked foods. I'm dealing with waste of uncooked meal.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You see, and I think 2024 is actually worse than 2023 in terms of waste for me, because I had a reason as to why I was being wasteful last year. And that being said, maybe it's not the best reason, but, you know, I was learning to cook certain dishes. And so it wouldn't turn out once or twice. It wouldn't turn out well. And, you know, yeah. But this year, I would buy, because I would try to, like, buy things for the future, I would buy more than I need. I guess this is actually greed, but I will buy more than I need, so I will stock up, and I keep some, and then over time, I don't even cook it or make it, and then it goes bad. And then I was like, I'm not sure I like the way this year has started, because it kept on happening, and even till now, it is still happening. I'm saying this to say, because this is just one of the areas that I, in my life, that I feel like I've been wasteful this year, or currently. Like, just wasting food that I didn't need to buy at all, right? And it's something that I've been really conscious of, that I'm taking a step back.
Right.
And now, okay, so I've put away a lot of the things that I've bought that I has either expired or that I know I wasn't going to use anymore. So from this moment onward, right, David is saying that he's going to work on these things by not buying more stuff to put on the shelf.
Right, right.
So I'm saying now that going forward, I'm working on not buying more than I need, so that I'm not wasteful of things that I don't cook or I end up not even using. And I think that's really bad for so many reasons that we can get into. But another way that I've been wasteful is obviously through money, because I think right. You use money to buy those things that you then waste or that you throw away. And I think that is a waste of money as well, or money not spent wisely, I should put it that way.
Right.
You know. And lastly, I would say time. Time is probably another thing
that's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really big one. But at the same time, I'm trying not to focus on time a lot, because I think for me, there's so many other things that I've been wasteful of. Right. But time is definitely a really big one that I think a lot of people would agree on.
Right.
And for me, I think that time I could have spent being productive. Obviously, this varies, but some people enjoy spending time on their phone, TikTok, whatever, and they can be using that time for something very productive.
Right.
And obviously, I think I fall in that same category. Let's say it's not a busy time at work, or instead of spending time catching up on something important or doing something important, you know, just going through that 30 seconds video, you know, in that moment. It's maybe not the best way to spend that time, but, you know, it gradually goes from 30 seconds to, you know, 5 minutes to 10 and so right. on. But I want to ask you now, because I feel like I've been talking a lot. Is there a specific area in your life where you feel you've been wasteful this year or currently? You know, whether it's time, energy, money, or relationship, anything.
I'll speak for all of them. Here we go.
I like that.
The reason why I say that is because time, energy, and relationships kind of go with each other. I'll start with energy. during my college days, I guess, even my school days, I've choose to spend time with some people and I've choose not to spend time with others. Mm-hmm. And I guess overcommitting to people, or even at work, for example, if I overcommit to things, I eventually get burned out. And no one's telling me to do that. It's not like my boss is telling me, or, you know, I'm just doing it because I want to do extraordinary things. So I overcommit and end up being nowhere. Like it's like, did I achieve what I wanted to achieve? No. Was I productive? No. But did I get my work done? No. So, you know, was it worth it? No. So I guess energy is a big one. And now in terms of energy and relationships, because I chose to spend time with a certain number of people and I chose to ignore people who really cared for me, I did not nurture that important relationship due to that neglect or basically taking them for granted. And eventually they walked away and I lost some really good people in my life. But at the same time, I chose to spend time with people that, now this is a bit selfish of me, but then I guess when it comes to time, everyone needs to be selfish in certain ways.
Yeah.
So because I chose to waste time with certain people, that really didn't add value to my life. Instead, it was a downhill from there. Like I did not gain anything in my life. Did I add value to their life? No. Did I add value to the society? No. It was just net zero. It was just not worth it. And so that's why I said time, energy, and relationships go with each other. Because I chose to spend time with XYZ, I spend an XYZ amount of energy to spend time with them. And in that process, I neglected some relationships which I could have fostered and could have instead helped me in my long term. So that was a big one. I missed a couple of golden opportunities that I could have really worked on. But yeah, those three go hand in hand for me personally.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but money-wise, I do see myself spending money, making impulsive purchases on things that are not necessary, time to time. Yeah, so, but the big three for me is time, energy, and relationships. It's a big one for me.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And in thinking about that, I think so I was thinking about areas that people, even me myself, or that I'm currently being wasteful of. And here are some of the things that I was thinking about. So you mentioned time, we've mentioned money, and we've mentioned relationships. I mean, we haven't really talked about, we talked about energy, but opportunities as well. You know, we can be wasteful of opportunity, and those opportunity could be blessings, mercy that has been given to me, or love.
Mm.
And I say that to say, you know how you can be forgiven or something. Let's use just people. Let's say you wrong somebody and they forgive you. Or I wrong somebody and they forgive me. It's best to correct that action so I'm not wasteful of that forgiveness. And the reason I'm bringing this one up is because I'm thinking about my relationship with God, and I'm thinking of how I'm being forgiven a lot of the times, and I think it's best for me to really learn and make use of those forgiveness instead of being wasteful of it.
Right.
You know, and that was just something I was thinking about. Being blessed, those blessings that have been given to me, am I wasteful of it? And obviously you can break that down in those little things. You would see time, you would see money. In those blessings, you will see those things that we're talking about in terms of like time, money, food, clothes.
Health.
I was just about to talk about health. Yeah. I can also be wasteful of my health. And I think that's something that I'm currently working on.
Same.
Not wasting, right? My youth.
Right.
you can be wasteful of your youth as well, you know. And this was something that I also thought about, being wasteful of turning your strengths into talents or skills. I say that to say, I remember when I was in college, I took this Clifton's strength test where it kind of helps you. It shows you what you could be good at based off of the data that it gets or it collects from you. It shows you careers, skill sets, talents. Like it tells you areas that you where you're good at or your strengths. It gives you your strengths and your weaknesses based off of, you know, the data, the feedback you get or you provide. And I thought that was one of the tools that I really liked. Obviously, some of the results it gave me, it provided for me wasn't exactly, you know, what I would say I subscribe to. Like I was getting teacher, I was getting, you know, librarian.
Right.
That being said, you know, it's not like the most accurate thing, but I think the idea of turning your strengths into talent is very important, because a lot of times one can fail to develop or just apply their natural abilities into their life. And I think that's where self-actualization ties into, because people who self-actualize, they know their strengths and they've turned those strengths into their abilities, into their skill sets, into talents. That's what I mean, at least that's just my definition of what I think self-actualization is.
I like
they've actualized their strengths.
Right.
You know, it's not just about being aware that makes you self-actualize, but it's about using that awareness.
Right.
And I think one can be wasteful of creativity, you know, going, touching up on like strengths, you know, ideas that I get in order to, or creative potentials, any creative potential, you can be wasteful of it. I mean, obviously, not information comes and goes, you know, thoughts comes a lot of the times, all the time. So, I mean, you might think, oh, I could get this idea again, but maybe it never comes again. You know?
Right.
Emotions, you know, we talked about energy. You know, you can waste emotional energy on holding somebody, grudge, anger, or just any type of stress. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to realize how wasteful one is until it's too late, until you see yourself as a hoarder, or that's actually the opposite. Hoarder is somebody who don't even waste stuff. But basically, you may be hoarding that waste, was what I was trying to say. That is keeping all that waste together until it builds up to form just like giant waste bin or something.
Right.
You know, it's like not doing your dirty laundries and just letting them pile up and then everywhere just starts stinking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or dishes as well, until everywhere is just smells like that waste.
Right.
Because it's hard for you to now, like now this is me talking about the mind. It's hard for you to now separate what's wasteful and what's important. What's not waste, what's value added and what's non-value added in the mind. See, and I think that's where we don't want to be, when it's to that point where it's difficult now to eliminate waste. You know?
I'm glad you brought that topic up. I just want to add something. You know, it's recently, I think I learned this in college. I used to pile up dishes so much. And it's funny. I'm not going to say I still don't, but comparatively, much, much, much better. But
yeah,
the reason why I say it is because in my head, I would say, okay, you know what? I'm saving myself 1 hour by not cleaning the dishes, but maybe just one plate, let's say, hypothetically. And that would pile up. And every time I come back home, it looks like a big mess, and I still don't feel like touching it. And dude, bro, one day it just got out of hand, and I used to live in Edge. I think you would know the status of that building. And bro, there were like mice on that floor, and it freaked me out. Like I hate rats, And dude, ever since then, I have been keeping my house so clean. And the lesson I learned out of it was not the mice, not the rat, and the cleanliness. It was the fact that every time I have a plate, and if I clean it, it only takes me less than 1 minute. But then if I keep piling it up, it reaches to a point where I take 3 hours to clean it. So it didn't make any sense. It just didn't make any sense. So ever since then, I've been a good boy, and I have been cleaning my plates. So I got rid of that waste aspect of cleanliness, and it's been working in my favor ever since then. But yeah, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, like that. Thank you for that example, because that really explains what I was trying to say about like waste in value added and non value added. Right. Because you let that pile up for so long, it becomes a lot more difficult to clean.
Right.
And that applies to the mind as well.
Oh, I love that. I love that reference. That's a good one.
Yeah. When you add wasteful things, or when you don't clean the waste in the mind, it piles up as well. You know, it's more difficult for cleansing to occur. And I'm not going to go too much into that, because obviously, that's kind of like what we're talking about. Being wasteful, because you can be wasteful of so many things, but I'm not going into the mind. Or actually, we are going to talk about mindfulness,
right?
We're because mindfulness goes right with wastefulness, because the lack of mindfulness leads to wastefulness,
right?
But I was going to ask you, when was the last time you caught yourself being wasteful?
Every freaking day, bro. Every day. I will tell you the one place where I find myself being wasteful: social media. I am working on it. It's an ongoing project for the last couple of years, but I've started putting my foot on the ground and saying enough is enough. Because the reason, it's a very common thing, I think everyone has done at some point in their life, but you sit on Instagram for 5 minutes, like you said, it turns to 10 minutes, and 1 hour, 2 hours, and 5 hours, and it just keeps on going. And it's so addicting. Like it's, I hate to use that word, but it's almost like a drug. You just aimlessly just scroll through it, and you just achieve nothing. And I save all these posts, like, you know, productive. I've got all these different folders on Instagram, productive food, gym, and all these things. But I save all of them. And I tell you the truth, I never go back and I watch them, nor listen to them, or nothing. It's just this sense of happiness that I get. Oh, I saw this, so I will save it for later. But I never watch it.
It's so funny you say that, because I do that a lot, and I'm just like, why am I saving this if I'm not going to see it? That's why I barely ever save stuff.
Bro, it's like, it's like those days when in college, when you take those pictures from the board, like when you when professors make notes, when you take pictures from the board, 9 out of 10 times, maybe you might revisit them during an exam, but after that, you're never going to... you're never gonna go back and look at them. So yeah, that's one place that I find myself being extremely wasteful, and I'm at that point where I've really deactivated everything I have, and I believe same goes for you as well, because I have noticed that.
I'm getting back on now, but yeah, no, look, I do that.
Now I ain't gonna lie, bro. I deactivated and I came back, so I'm gonna deactivate.
Yeah,
later.
I think it's at least healthy to do that.
Oh yeah,
maybe even if it's for a week or two, like just do, take a break.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
I'm just speaking for myself, honestly. I take breaks because I know how good it feels when I don't have that distraction. But I also understand, you know, sometimes, you know, you're bored, you just want
right.
to scroll. So
right. It's very understandable. Yeah, exactly. It's very understandable. Like, you just get this few minutes, you just really want to just chill. It makes sense. Like, you get some insights. And don't get me wrong, some of these pages are really good. Like, they're insightful. They provide really good, you know, information.
Well, I mean, I think that's what we have to explore as well, because think about it. You can also be on social media 24/7 and you can be learning the most. There are people who use social media.
I respect that. Learning. That's what I highly respect.
You know
that.
What
that's,
I mean?
That's productive in some way, I guess. Yeah.
No, not in, I mean, bro. So I've gotten to the point where like, I love following recipes to cook and I get it off being on the phone, right? Get it off of social media. Now, I mean, there's probably a time when, let's say our parents would be like, oh, go learn, go watch your mom cook, your aunt, your uncle, something like that, so you can learn how to cook. But like, we're living in an age where you can just pull up your phone and you can get the most information that you can even imagine.
Right.
Because there's so much information on today on the internet, on social media. It all depends on the individual as to how they spend their time. I know somebody who spends his time on social media listening to podcasts that helps improve the individual's life.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay. I know somebody else who spends hours on investing.
Oh, wow.
Investment podcasts.
That's, wow.
You know what I mean? Mm. So it all depends on the individual as to how they spend their time on that platform. Because I guess social media can be value added.
Right.
It can be a big value added.
Right. I guess it's being responsible with your time and how you manage.
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Yes. Yes.
That's why I said we're going to get into mindfulness. Right. We're getting there.
We're
edging. Hey, that was PG-13. I'm playing.
Oh, that was a good one.
Anyway, okay. So I was going to ask you, how do you feel when you realize you've wasted an opportunity, any opportunity, like in those instances that we talked about social media? How do you feel when that 30 minutes is gone and you've just been scrolling, you haven't done something productive, or when, I don't want to go into this, but let's say when you lose that connection with that person who could have helped improve, you know what I mean?
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to let you speak.
This one's going to go back to our last episode. I feel regret. Okay. I feel regret, regret, regret. Regret. Yep. Mm. I feel nothing but regret, disappointment for not making use of that opportunity. In terms of relationship-wise, which I touched on earlier, it's really regretful. You just feel frustrated with yourself because you could have used that opportunity for the better. It's not a great feeling. Like, you feel like almost you lost a battle. And what makes it even worse is with that regret, you feel the sort of a guilt that you were the one who caused this. But, you know, reality's kind of like slaps you on the face and, you know, wakes you up, and that's like an opportunity for growth right there. So I'm basically speaking for me. I've now personally in my life right now, I choose very wisely who I spend time with. Mm-hmm. And God has given me the grace to identify places in my life where I could be using that time for the better. So yeah, that sort of self-awareness, mindfulness at that time when I was feeling regretful helped me to move ahead. That's the word. Because I lost a good number of relationships because I was selfish with my time and I did not spend it with them for whatever reason. And yeah, so I'm thankful for that lesson. But yeah, that regret really stuck with me for a very long time. I'm not going to lie. It took me a very long time to get over with, which we did talk about last episode. Yeah. But
yeah,
that's pretty much it. Regret and disappointment. What about you?
Yeah, no, I would like to agree, because see, the reason I said when you realize you've wasted an opportunity, because I'll put it this way, not everybody realizes that what they're doing is waste or what they're doing is non-value added.
Hmm.
Right, in those situations where opportunity arises, or you have time to be useful, or you have time to add value to your life, and you don't add any value to your life. Instead, all you're doing is just non-value added things. It's just wasting your time, your resources, food, wasting my food, wasting, you know, just being wasteful all around of my energy or of my money. And I would say when I'm not conscious of it, right? Because there are moments where I'm not even thinking about, oh, this is an opportunity for me to be useful, for me to add value to my life. And I'm not even conscious of it. So I don't even see that this opportunity is right there for me. So I go ahead and I'm just being wasteful. But when I become self-aware, when I'm now conscious of it, of the opportunity given to me, and I waste it, then I'm in that state of regret, because I'll also go back to the previous episode where I talk about just beating myself in not, like, it's difficult for me to get out of that state when I'm wasteful and I know it, of an opportunity, because I'm constantly thinking about that situation. I'm constantly thinking about that circumstance, whatever it is, because I'm somebody who I want to say I try not to be wasteful. I'm trying now not to be wasteful, but I'm someone who I do like to take opportunity when they arise. So I think in different ways, maybe I'm better at not being wasteful in some areas of my life, while then in others, I'm not conscious of it. And I think this is something that, you know, I as an individual, you as an individual, have to reflect on and think to myself and realize, okay, in what ways am I actually conscious of that I'm being wasteful? And in what ways am I not conscious that I'm being wasteful? Because you could be wasteful and not even realize it. So it's more of like an individual thing to go reflect on. And that brings me to my next question, which I wanted to ask you. Like, how does self-awareness play in recognizing and addressing wasteful habits for you?
Oh, it plays a very crucial role, bro. I think it's a, I think self-awareness has come up on a different, it's like, it plays hide and seek. Like, it comes in at different parts of all our episodes. And I think,
yeah,
I think we'll have a discussion on its own, but self-awareness is a big role in my life. It plays a huge, very crucial role. It helps me to reflect on a lot of things that I've done in my past, my behaviors, my decisions. And I guess to answer the question, how does it address wasteful habits? It really helps me to, what's the word? It helps me to identify the wasteful patterns. Like, we've learned Six Sigma, like, you need to identify your wastes and you need to work on those wastes. Like, you need to either get rid of them or reduce them, because there's no way you would achieve productivity if you don't get rid of those wastes. And so then we go on to learn what those different types of wastes are and all of that. But in reality, we need to be self-aware and identify what's causing the inefficiency in our life. So identify those patterns. For me personally, I have, like I said, spending too much time on social media. I've identified that. Personally for me, I cannot speak for others, but I'm someone who really learned a lot more when it has happened in my life. So when I have lost things that when I should have cherished it, I've understood the importance of it. So understanding the impact is a big one for me. It really, it's like, it's almost like, I don't know, who do you believe in? God, creator, whoever it is, I believe in my God. It's like God puts you in through these situations and he's trying to teach you something. And it's almost like, you know, it's a very humbling process. That's the word. And I think understanding the consequences of my action, not just on myself, but for others, really, really humbled me in a way that I'm just like, wow, you know what? I'm going to work on a better me, you know? So
yeah,
that really prompted me to be a better me. And then I think that to add on to it, I think I've recently, at least, not always been like that, but I've started to take responsibility for my actions. I guess at workplace especially. said,
it just processed in my head.
Taking reality as it is really is humbling. That's the word. And I love to take responsibility for my actions, be it good, be it bad. I will take it boldly.
So let me ask you this. Would you say then that wastefulness, or do you see wastefulness as a lack of mindfulness? Like we talked about self-awareness.
Absolutely.
Or do you view it as something deeper?
Oh, okay. Wait. Hold on. And now I don't need to think. No, I would say, you know what? I would say, can I give an answer?
I think lack. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I would say it's both, but then I think it's mostly lack of mindfulness.
Okay. I mean, I asked that because, like, we talked about self-awareness and how you just got to be conscious enough to know the areas in which I'm being wasteful. I have to be conscious enough to know where I'm being wasteful, right? And I think, okay, to answer my own, or to give a response as to the role self-awareness play in addressing my wasteful habits, I would say DMAIC is one of the ways that I was thinking. And, you know, DMAIC is define, measure, analyze, improve, and control. And I'm using DMAIC as this example because I think in order to solve any problem, either in life or, you know, business, math, physics, the first step is to define the problem. Mm. You know, in English, to define the problem. What is the problem, right? What are you trying to solve? What is it? And you need to have an objective. And in order to do that, that means you have to know or you have to be self-aware.
That's a good one. Yeah.
To recognize it.
Right.
You know, and I think that's key. And you mentioned identifying wasteful patterns. I think that's really important because sometimes I don't know what the wasteful patterns are, right? I know I'm wasteful, but what's my pattern?
Right.
Right. Mm. And that's where I have to measure now. I have to determine and reflect on my actions, on my behaviors, and see, okay, how frequently do I assess, you know, these habits that impact my well-being? How frequently am I reflecting on those, or the area that I am conscious of, on ways that I'm being wasteful?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I can now go into analyze it. And by analyzing, identifying the triggers that causes that wastefulness or those wasteful habits, what are the triggers? And I know one of them is stress, right? Stress leading to procrastination. That's just an example. But I know, okay, so for food, right? I gave the example of, like, last year I was learning how to cook, so I just, you know, I was being wasteful in that sense with cooked food. But this time it's uncooked food, right?
Mm.
And I think it's because I have the money to buy those things.
Right.
And why do I have the money? Because I'm working. Now, what is the cause of that? I have to identify that now. What is the cause of that? Lack of proper budgeting, right? I'm not, I don't budget properly.
Right.
Because if I was, I'm not going to spend it on 2 beans cakes or 2 bags of beans cakes instead of just 1. I'm not going to spend it on something that I don't need in that moment. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
so identifying those triggers is just as important, and understanding the impact those habits have on my productivity. And then that leads to improvement. Well, not directly, but now I have to take steps to improve. And we've talked about reflecting. I have to take that time to regularly just evaluate my actions. And I think that's something we do with this podcast, right? We come here, every week almost, to reflect and to talk about ways that we're trying to improve, ways that we're struggling that we want to improve on.
Right.
Because we're becoming mindful of these things. So we have to engage in practices that would help alleviate these habits. Now, how we choose to do so depends on the individual, because I think people learn in different ways. I think people change in different ways. I think people take inspiration in different ways, right? Some people meditate, some people journal. However way you can improve yourself, because our goal here, my goal here at least, is not to come and tell anybody how to go about improving themselves.
Absolutely. Right?
I will talk about my way of improving myself.
Right.
And that's what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then lastly, control. And what does control mean? Just doing just regular checkups. This weekly review that we do. Like
feedback.
It's just what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement. Yep.
See, and I think for me, that's how much self-awareness can play in recognizing these patterns, this wasteful habits that I have. And I want to ask you this. Have you ever strengthened a relationship by being more mindful or intentional and less wasteful with your time and attention?
Yep, that's a big yes. When I've chose to invest quality time with the right people, I believe.
I don't want to cut you off, but if it doesn't have to be just relationship, you can also talk about anything, like anything you've improved upon.
Oh wow! Okay,
just being more intentional.
Oh yeah.
I know. I that gives you more scope to talk.
Yes,
about.
Yes.
I just don't want to limit you to relationship.
Oh, absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Invest. It's a high return. Investing energy, time, and money, and for that matter, it brings. It really yields a high return. I think I'll speak on my lifestyle. When I have chose to spend a high quality life, I think it in turn has provided me a high return, be it mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I believe it really has elevated my game in a way. And I would say the reason why is because when I look back the time when I wasn't intentional with my time, or I was, in other words, being wasteful, I just don't know. When I look back, I wish I could time travel and just slap the heck out of my face. Like, I just wake up, just like, no, wake up, look around you. Like,
this man just woke up and killed violence.
I really wish I could do that. You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. There were very valuable people around me who used to tell me that, but I just chose to run away from it, which was a different thing, which is whatever. We're humans. We make mistakes. But what I'm trying to say is when I compare myself versus the old me, it was just a big chaos, and it was just one chaos after the other chaos, and it just snowballs, and it's just a domino effect, and it just brings me nothing, no good. It's not pain. It's more than just pain, you know? It's a pain with a life full of regrets and just bad decisions, and you're just stuck in the zone where you just want to come out, but you put yourself out there. But you put yourself in there, and you have no one else to blame. So that impact that had in my life really made me to shake myself up and make these decisions in my life. So I guess I started investing quality time in my own life. Like, I started building new habits, building new skill sets.
Amen.
Even if it's something as small as like cleaning my dishes or doing my bed in the morning or praying twice a day or twice, thrice, four times.
Did you just say that? Small? Bruh.
I mean, bruh.
This man said small and then kept up listing things that I wish I was doing constantly.
I mean, what I'm saying is all of us have room to improve, but these little things, if I wish I had done it back in my college days, school days, I firmly believe I would have had such a huge... I would have elevated my game back then.
Living with regrets.
Exactly. Now I'm actually living with regrets. But anyways, besides the point, what I'm trying to say is when I chose to live a high quality life, be it with or without money, that's a different thing. But spending time right in the right way, I do not know, bro. I don't know how it works, but it's crazy. It's like, it's a good domino effect. It's like, It's a wonderful feeling. It's a really wonderful feeling. There's a reason why people say go to the gym, go to the gym, go to the gym. It's a fact. It's a fact. When you spend time at the gym and when you sweat it out, when you feel like you can, when you can do more reps and more sets, and when you come back home and you feel good, that's what it is all about. And that's one small part of life. Like, and yeah. You know, people, like you said, they invest time in investment. Some people choose to invest time in gaming. Some people choose to invest time in streaming. Whatever it is, if that makes you feel good emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, whatever the reason maybe is, then good for you. You know, go ahead. But yeah, I chose to live a high quality life. And by God's grace and by God's mercy, I've been able to continue it. And that's something I really wish to continue doing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I really appreciate you saying that. And I know I mentioned the make earlier, so like steps I can take to stop being wasteful and just be more mindful to grow and make progress. But I was going to ask you lastly, before we leave, like, can you just summarize the steps you would take to stop being wasteful and be more mindful to grow and make progress? And just one aspect, that one, something specific. It doesn't have to be a lot, but
I'll just touch base with my lifestyle again. In terms of my lifestyle, I was able to first look back and obviously define what I had to define. I had to come in terms with my reality instead of running away from it and face it head on instead of, you know, just shying away from it. So I was able to first, obviously, mindfulness, self-awareness, taking the time to look back. And secondly, I guess I was able to, allocate my time and my resources in the right way. Instead of spending money at the wrong places, I chose to save money there and spend money instead of spending money somewhere else that gave me a high return, or maybe spending that money at a membership fee at a gym, or spending money to buy a guitar or something like that. You know what I mean? And that in turn helped me to stay on track with my new skill sets. I think the other one is, I guess I was able to simplify my life. When I start overdoing things, I'm not able to keep track of it. So when I was able to reduce the clutter and, you know, all that excess, that minimalism, that really helped me to, just at a hand's glance, I was able to be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that I can improve. And I just stuck with it. I think that, don't get me wrong, that took me forever to fall in place, like to build those habits, the quality of life I wanted, the habits I wanted for the quality of life I wanted. And yeah, and then just regularly, like how we mentioned in our last episode, like constant feedback. We need people who can give us valuable feedback. I was able to look back and be like, you know what, Aaron, I'm actually happy and I'm actually proud of you, man. Like, you actually made the effort to stop doing things. And actually, it has a good impact on your life. So you know what? Let's keep doing that, you know? So that kind of reflection helps me to focus on what you said, then my future goals. And then I can build on to my next few more habits that I would like to build in order to live a high quality life. So one thing at a time, I guess. One thing at a time, you know? What about you?
Yeah, no, I agree, because, like, I mean... I was just, well, to answer that, I think the steps that I'll take is, as I've said earlier, is through self-awareness, at least starting with self-awareness and exploring, defining what that waste is and identifying the wasteful patterns and going through that process of the make to get to that point of just continuous improvement. And in thinking of that, I was just thinking about how difficult it is to break a habit. Honestly, I think that should be an episode of itself, because
I agree. Yeah.
I think there are certain habits that someone can have. Let's say you're just the observer. You're not the person who has that habit. You're observing somebody and you're like, "Oh, I think this is very difficult. This is going to be something very difficult for this person to break, right? Break out of." And that person does break out of that habit or change. And I was thinking about how difficult habit can be in order to be broken, when it's that number one or number two habit that you have, that you've had, let me say, for a really long time, that is so difficult to break. Because understanding how embedded it is in a person or in myself, right? Because there are certain habits that you can break, I don't know, in a couple of days, in a week with a good plan. There are others that will take time, really long time, because of how much it is a part of me as a person, how much I've grown to become that habit. You know what I mean? Like, you know how there are evil spirits and then there are demons? Like, there are levels to how possessed a person can be with a specific habit. And I'm not saying I'm not saying being wasteful is like just a big part of that, but I'm saying in various ways you can be wasteful on a scale of, you know, 2, and then in another way you can be wasteful on a scale of 10. Like, it's not balanced. And I'm just exploring that. Oh, basically what I'm trying to say is, yes, the building blocks could be using, you know, or for myself could be using the make, right?
Right.
But I think within that foundation, certain steps need to change depending on the wastefulness.
Right. Right.
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That makes
because
sense.
It may not be the same way that I'll use to break out of
a different habit.
I don't know. Yeah, of being wasteful of food that I'll use to break out of being wasteful of the opportunities and blessings that have been given to me.
Got it.
So anyway, yeah, that's just what I want to end on. And yeah, I think this has been a really good topic. And on that note, stay liquid.
Amen.